God is good. And all the time. Good morning. My name is Eric Dirks, and I welcome you this morning. And I just thank you so much for being here. Hey, Bill, could you shut me off in the monitors, please? So whenever the monitors are on and I talk, I'm in a nice barrel right here in the front. I don't know about you all out there, but Anyway, I do welcome you, and I thank you so much for being here. This is in my opinion, it's an awesome church to be a part of, and I appreciate you coming to worship with us this morning so that we can worship together. Would you all open up your bulletin to the announcements? As you're doing that, I believe these were handed out last week. I hope that if you are one that took these home, we had like 400 of them, and we only have like 20 left, which is really cool. But these are to hand. These are not for you. These are to hand to your neighbors, to your friends in Walmart, wherever you grocery shop, at Newman's, wherever you go. These are for you to hand out and invite folks. You can invite them, obviously, next week. Don't say, hey, now wait, you're invited to our church, but not next week. Come on Easter. No. No. This specifically, though, is for Easter morning. So if you have these, we have about 20 of them left. So you're welcome to take one, two, three. Just make sure you, hand them out and invite folks to Easter morning. I really think it's cool. During these difficult and uncertain times, we're here for you. Isn't that an awesome message for a church? Bill, I still think I'm on in the monitors, too, by the way. Good morning, if you're...
No, you're not.
Oh.
No, you're not.
You see, they're just trying to confuse me around here. About a month ago, it was a female voice. That one right there. If you're tuning in this morning on 97.1, we welcome you. We thank you for worshiping with us this morning. Of course, we'd much rather you be here with us. We have a lot of fun, but we thank you for turning on the radio and listening to us today. So again, get out your announcements if you would, and let's turn to those. Today, don't forget, is Lunch Bunch at 11:15. So make sure that you come out, or go downstairs, I guess I should say, for Lunch Bunch. Just to remind you, if you don't know, that is a way to help this church raise funds for apportionments. And apportionments are our missional giving around the world. It's how we dig wells in Mozambique. It's how we buy food and clothing and shoes for people around the world, including right here. In 93, whenever there was such bad flooding here, the United Methodist Church was here helping rebuild this area, just like we still are in the hurricane region. So know that that is a way to help us raise funds, but it is also a way for us to hang out together, to eat together, to talk together, to laugh together. And so I really invite you, and hopefully, I just strongly encourage you to come to Lunch Bunch. Right after that is Newcomers Class. And Newcomers Class is, if you're curious about United Methodism, if you're curious maybe what it means to be a Christian, if you're curious about this particular church, if you're thinking about joining, Newcomers Class is how you learn all those things in a quick way. And it meets today from 1 to 4. And, of course, I drink so much coffee, I need a break in there at some point. So I do welcome you, invite you to come to that. We are in need, believe it or not, next Sunday is Palm Sunday. And we're doing some really cool things this year that haven't been tried before. And so I just realized two of my sons are not down here. Anybody know where Paul and David are? Stephen was a good boy. He's here. Seriously, no one knows where Paul and David are? What a good parent I am. Probably not an example you want to look up to in that regard.
There's David.
So, okay. If you mind hunting for them, and thank you.